Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and here it is, inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha, and what a weekend. Oh my gosh, we are getting really, really close to halfway through 2022. And that does rhyme, Matt. I did it on purpose. However, I'm going to say that again, halfway through 2022. Can you believe it? Man, as the saying goes, time flies when you're in radio. When you're having fun. Oh, same thing, semantics. Anyways, I've got a great show for you. In fact, we're going to get very inspirational, and we're actually going to get quite personal. Before I get there, though, let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So here we are. It's June 2022, and it dawned on me as I was preparing the show for this weekend, Matt, we've been on the air for about 3.5 years. Flat at Home Show, 3.5. That's awesome. And it's been a wild ride. We've had a plethora of guests. We've had all kinds of stories around information, education, inspiration, development, and you know, and all of the stuff in between. Yet, one of the things that we haven't done is actually shared my story. And I thought about that. I said, wait a minute. I've utilized my story with my clients and with my friends and family members as a form of inspiration. I haven't brought it to the airwaves yet, though. And I thought, why not? Why? Now's the time, right, Matt? 3.5 years, we can do this. So I want to pull back the curtains, friends, and get a little personal with you and actually walk back in time, share with you how I got started, what I did to get started. And I'm actually going to go to the very end of the story and give you the conclusion, and it is a statement. And based on my story, I'm able to make this statement. And here it is. Ready? It's big. The best home that you can buy in this market and any market is the one that you're renting. I'm going to say that again, because I'm going to unpack that for you in time. That's probably another show at another time. However, it is the conclusion of this short story that I'm going to share with you. And that is the best home that you can buy in any market is the one that you're renting. So for those of you who've been watching this market go by at the speed of real estate, which is faster than the speed of light, for those of you who've been wondering, how on earth do I get my hands on anything in this market? Let that encourage you. The best home that you can buy in any market is the one that you are renting. And if you're one of those people, pay attention, because check this out. So we're going to go back in time. It's 2012, and yours truly had been slinging, you know, drinks and dinners in the restaurant and bar industry for quite a while. And I found a lot of fun in that, and it developed certainly a skill. My kids were very little at that point, and I had gotten a pretty nice job in 2010 at a really nice restaurant here in Kalispell, and I was working my way up that ladder, having a lot of fun. However, the thing that I know you know, restaurateurs, the thing that that is true about the restaurant industry is that it makes enough money to just make enough money. That's about it. And I'm going to give it to you straight. If you're making $50,000 a year in the restaurant industry, it's taking you about $42,000 to do it. So it's not really netting you a whole lot. It feels like it, because cash in, cash out, cash in. I mean, you see more hundreds than anybody. Most bankers don't see that many hundreds, except for it's also gone the very next week for the rent and the utilities and everything else. And it's just that kind of lifestyle. It's hard to climb out of that bucket. For me, real estate was that. And in 2012, a friend of mine actually sponsored my education to say, go take the classes. I think this will be a good career choice for you. Now, I was married at the time. However, I discovered that I had made a mistake. I had married the wrong person. That's a kind way of saying this person stopped believing in marriage, because see, I didn't. I thought marriage meant one person, or two people together for the rest of their lives, and this person didn't. This person thought that it meant multiple people, and so that was her choice, and that's fine. I'm okay with it now. However, what that ended up doing for me was, in short, it made me homeless. You see, because neither one of us owned real estate at this time. However, we were renting this home, and because she was rewriting the rules of marriage, one of them was, you got to go, Justin, I get to stay. And so I had to take my two kids, and we decided to, or we had no choice other than couch surf. And there was even floors with blankets with my name on it for a while. And what people didn't realize was that when I was waking up to schedule showings for them to cross the threshold of their new homes, I was doing it having slept on the floor of one of my friend's homes the night before. And then that night, not knowing where I was going the next night. And that was a short window of my life. However, a very painful window of my life. And it wasn't very fun, and I don't like admitting it. However, it's helped chisel me to be the person that I am today. And I believe that with that pain leading to the credibility, my story can help you, should you be in something similar, looking for something better, okay? So get this, and I'm going to repeat it because we're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the nitty-gritty details on how the best home that you can buy in any market is the one that you are renting today. This is the Flat at Home Show. I've got a mega dose of inspiration for you. My name is Justin Mecha. Hang on, we'll be right back after this quick break.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-71.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back, friends. It's the Flat at Home Show, turning a rather personal note this weekend, a very inspirational note this weekend. For those of you who are just playing catch up, we're talking about the best home that you can buy in any market, which is the one that you're renting today. And I'm telling you this, because it's a true story. So for those of you who missed the first half of the show, you're going to have to go KJJR.com and check out the podcast because yours truly is getting very personal. And I'm doing that because we're celebrating 3.5 years, Matt. This is 3.5 years of the Flat at Home Show. What is significant about the number 3 in the world of real estate is that most agents don't make it that far. And I hadn't even made it that far yet at this point in my career. Now it's 2014. I'm celebrating 1 year. And I'm doing it homeless. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to send my kids to live with my sister for a little while I figure this thing out. So they were there for 2 weeks. And during that 2 week run, I am looking at the market. I'm asking this question, how on earth do I put a roof over my family? And here's the problem. I couldn't easily walk into a bank and say, yo, I need a loan. First of all, I was only licensed for a year. So that's not long enough of self-employment typically. And secondly, I'm going through a divorce. What bank wants to take a risk on me? I wouldn't take a risk on me. Clearly my wife didn't want to take a risk on me. So, I mean, everything is leaving me. Everything's falling down. And I'm like, what the heck? That didn't stop me. So what I did find was a home that didn't sell and had attempted to sell for quite a few, there was multiple times. It was on the market, off the market, on the market, off the market. It seemed to be this repeating behavior. And so I called up, I looked up, being a realtor, I have these resources, and I did some digging. It was off the market at the time. And I called up the owner. I said, hey, I see that you have a problem and I'm here to fix the problem. The problem was this home would have been a great opportunity for anybody at any purchase level or any bracket, investor, first time buyer, whatever, you name it. The issue was the house had a lot of issues. Put it this way. It was built in the 1940s. Same siding as day one, same windows as day one, not the same roof. However, what you would call patchwork roof, like mixed material, it's called like whatever keeps the rain out, we're going to throw on top, wasn't going to pass any real inspection. So let me explain the windows for you, because this one really floored me. The windows were so old that the glass had started to slide out of the frame of one of the front windows, leaving about an inch or an inch and a half gap of just flat out free space. There were beehives in the living room. And I walked in, I was like, yo, it looks like home to me. And then anybody in their right mind, they're like, oh gosh, hazard, right? Lights going off and sirens. And so what I did was I called her up and I said, listen, I would like to rent your home. However, because you've got a problem, it's vacant, it's a liability to you at this point, and I need a place. And quite frankly, it looks like it can still keep most of the rain out, and I think I can fix a lot of these problems. However, I need you to do something for me. I need you to give me a really good rent rate because I'm going to be pouring a lot of money into fixing this thing up, okay? And she actually didn't even know of all of the problems. She knew that it had some problems. It hadn't been a home that she had seen in a while. So she said, yeah, okay, sounds good. No problem. So we signed this lease and I said, guess what? In 6 months, should you be happy with what I've done with the home and should you be happy with how well I've paid you on time, I want to negotiate a lease with purchase option. Now, it's important that I make that statement clear because get this, your friendly realtor can do that for you. Guess what? In their tool bag is a form called a lease with purchase option, already written by the National Association of Realtors, and they can use it. And I'm looking at my tool bag. I'm a year into this business, and I'm thinking, wonder what kind of danger that can get me into. I didn't actually say that, although I said something very similar. I said, wonder what kind of options that piece of paper can do for me. And guess what? It did. It made options. So after about 6 months, I presented it to her. She was happy. I was happy. We're all happy. So we signed. And guess what? I entered into now a lease with purchase option. And I gave myself 24 months to buy her out, which means I gave myself 24 months to get really good at my job, to get this house really cleaned up and buttoned up so it would qualify for typical conventional financing. And guess what? It all worked. And I beat the 24-month window. I did it in 16 months and it took me about 60 days to close. So it was actually a total of 18 months. And in that time, I made a lot of improvements to the homes that it would easily qualify for any alphabet loan opportunity out there. And I know my lender friends listening right now are thinking, amen. You know, I like that because when we have underwriters complaining about windows, then we got problems. However, if Justin replaced all the windows, then we've got no problems. Problems are solved. And you see, all I did was bridge the gap, which was called a home that didn't qualify for a sale and a buyer who didn't qualify for a purchase, by embedding a little bit of time, putting a little bit of extra cash in the seller's pocket because I'm giving her a rent every month. And then therefore everybody wins. Now, how can you make that happen today? Well, you got to call your friendly realtor and say, hey, I heard Justin talking about this lease with purchase option. What do I do? Talk to your realtor. Talk to me. Talk to anybody in this industry who's willing to give you that time. And guess what? It's actually one of the most rewarding elements of my career. The ability to turn me into a homeowner has helped me turn many into homeowners in this valley. And that's actually why I do what I do, leading to this show, continuing to inspire you. Because I know someone's out there thinking, I just don't know how to get my hands around this. I just don't know how to grab this next opportunity. I don't know how to grab any opportunity. Guess what? With that kind of mindset, it's not going to happen. You got to change the mindset. You got to be able to see the forest for the trees. Right? You got to be able to see the opportunity out there. And I'm telling you, there are landlords who are tired of sitting on those pile of bricks, who would like to take their cash and start to develop it into other markets or other marketplaces or other areas. They just haven't been presented a good idea yet. Well, that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do with you, is start to bridge those gaps and make those opportunities. And that's why, my friends, I can share with you very passionately, very personally, that the best home in this market, the best home in any market for you to ever buy, is the one that you're renting. Now, get this. This story doesn't end tragically. The story ends very happily. That one home became my first flip, leading to multiple purchases. And then here's where the story gets really warm and fuzzy. I just sold last year a home that I bought with the proceeds of that sale, and I owner financed it. I owner financed it to the person who wanted to buy it. You know why? Because I bridged the gap and we just closed. She just bought me out. That's how we do it. This is the Flight at Home Show. I'm warm and fuzzy. Are you having a great weekend? I sure hope you are. My name is Justin Mecha. It's been an honor, my friends, and we'll see you next weekend. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead, be well, be safe, have fun, and welcome home.